The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
So I want to talk to you about the 80-20 rule. And I know this is a principle you've heard before in business, the Pareto principle, which basically states that 80% of our results come from 20% of our actions. In other words, 80% of your success may come from just 20% of your customers or 20% of your activities. When Brett and I were operating Powder Blue Productions, that was a company where we created exercise programs. Basically, there was like a system where I would teach a customized, choreographed routine, put it to music, and then we would sell that to customers. And that was a pre-choreographed routine that allowed fitness instructors to really let their personality shine, and they wouldn't have to spend as much time creating the choreography themselves. We started with Turbo Kick. And then we moved on to Hip Hop Hustle and Pio and All-Star Presenter Camp. Now, because I couldn't personally or didn't want to personally, because of my key priorities, tour the country and training all these people in these formats, I had to find people, also known as our area promotion directors, who could do that for me in their state. So we set out to find people who were just really likable, kind of embodied the brand, people who I would want to represent me, people who I liked, people who I thought were kind and in it for the right reason. And those became our area promotions directors. Now, there was about 50 or 60 of them at one point in our business, and they held trainings around the country. Now, my job is to create the choreography and the music, and I get all caught up as the business continues to develop in creating clothing and responding to customers and in the office, figuring out how things are being packaged and sold and in the boutique. There's just so many moving parts in a business that it's very easy to get caught up in every area. And instead of just overseeing things, really spending my time wheel spinning on just about everything. And Brett and I, when we wanted to take our business to the next level, we had to ask ourselves that important question. What area of our company is creating 80% of our success? And it was glaringly obvious to us that our success, every customer we had, every person who visited our website, at least 80% of them, and 80% of the sales, and 80% of all activity came from 20% of our business. And that 20% of our business was our APDs. Our area promotion directors. And at that point, which was about maybe 5 years after we had started our business, we realized time to shift. There's nothing more important than taking care of these people because they are our front line. They are the people that if somebody falls in love with them, then they're going to go to one of their trainings. So we need to do everything in our power to make them feel empowered, important, valuable, support them, do everything we can because they are everything. And it was a wonderful experience for Brett and I to be able to go, wow, hello? We don't have to focus on all these other things. Let's find people to focus on the shipping and design and operations. And the two of us should focus on what's most critical. And that was our APDs. Once we did that, we quickly realized that we could apply the 80-20 principle to our APDs. They weren't all created equal. I mean, we love them all unconditionally, just as you would love your children, but it wasn't a popularity contest. It wasn't someone who I liked the most, who we needed to spend the most time on. We recognized that we had to establish a way to evaluate each one of those APDs and figure out which of those APDs were the 20% who were making the 80% happen. Let's focus on the top 20%. So our APDs had the opportunity to train as many certifications in a year's time as they wanted or as few. And we took a look and we started for the very first time. So we literally operated our business for the first 6 years just going, well, whoever reaches out to us the most, that's who we'll give to. And maybe you're operating your business that way too. Maybe you're dealing with your coaches or your distributors or your customers based on squeaky wheel and not looking at who makes the biggest impact. Who makes the biggest impact on your business? Because once we determined that we could look at their sales, the number of events that they held, and how productive they were, it was clear that that top 20% was where we needed to spend our greatest effort in promoting, helping, and supporting. And when we did that, our business doubled the next year. Those APDs who, you know, were just kind of dabbling and they weren't happy. That's not fair. How come? Well, you know, life isn't fair. We have to reward people based on their effort and their ability to contribute. Doesn't mean I don't like you any less or any more. I love you. But I have got to give my energy and my focus, as do you, to the areas where you can make the greatest impact. So stop responding to the squeaky wheel. Stop looking at that one area of your business that just consumes all of your energy, but it's not doing anything for you. And start focusing your energy and attention on the 20%, that 20% of your business, of your potential as an earner, that 20% of the activities that you do that are creating the 80% of your income. Think about it right now. Which of your activities, what thing can you do that creates the greatest impact on your business? What is creating 80% of your success right now? What activity do you engage in? And when you do, it creates 80% of your success or your income. Now I want you to list the names of, and you know, it might be different for your industry, but I want you to list the names of the customers, affiliates, people who you network with. I want you to list the employees, sales reps, distributors, coaches, whatever it is that you refer to in your industry. I want you to list the top 20 impact makers. Who's making a difference? Who do you need to network with more? Who do you need to spend more time with? Who do you need to really recognize that they are making things happen? Because you know what happens? Here's what happens. We often ignore the top 20% because we're like, they're a given. I don't have to take care of my income makers because they already know what they're doing. I don't have to feed this customer and service them the same way because I know that they're going to come back every day or every week or every month. But if we spend and shift our focus to the 20% by just recognizing them, write them down on paper. Who are your top people? Write those names down because I want you to look at them. No longer are we just going to expect those people to perform for us. We're going to make a shift in our own personal energy. I want you to think of ways, activities, things that you can do to better honor, take care of, serve, connect with the names you just listed above. What are you going to do differently? Are you going to put on your schedule a weekly reminder to call your top customers, your top distributors? Are you going to remind yourself by placing it on your calendar that at least once a month you're going to plan some type of training to better the development of your team, to work with them personally, to congratulate them? Are you going to send them a gift? Are you going to remind yourself by putting it on your calendar that once a week you're going to send a personal email or a voice note or a phone call or flowers to your top performers? People want to be recognized across the board. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. People want to be recognized. It's not about the money. It's about knowing you've done a good job for someone who you like. We forget to do that. We just assume, like, you know, you probably have had conversations about your top performer in the last week, and you think that person knows how valuable they are to you, but they don't. And we can never hear it enough. So put some reminders on your phone. You have to put it on your phone. It's golden. Man, your phone is golden. That's where you keep your calendar. That's where you manage your success. If you just think I'm going to do it and I'm going to remember to do it, hello, newsflash, you won't. We can hardly remember our own relatives' birthdays, right? Those are pretty major milestones. Put this stuff in your phone and come up with some great ideas in your brainstorming list and then transfer them to the calendar on your phone.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear. And we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.